Sing the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
but you can about Taga, Kabikan Waltambo, and a ticket to be in Durbaga and Wakilaga, and a Bakatusana, Yamakilaga, Lisa Turanga, Tisu Caristo, Lemu Rasima Motichisu, and a Hello Mainanona, and a Hello Mainanona, and a Hello Mainanona, and who know to get to go, men, no, go. Ngai kau kau ningau naya, sakai bayi kena ni bolta muli stalo tiku kucisu, sakai mati la tamat butu niau, sulu loka loka ena bisinga, line ni matai lalai, sanda umarau ena nonambula, line ni keme male, epue e butu niau, loka loka keme male, oku e kau ni tui, na marau ni bisinga keme male lebu niau. Kali bolta muli mati, sa tada kikiete sini sa bagara rawat gitu, tamangu e perama, ha, angai kinda sambera. You are sitting here, there's a provision of God in our life. Yeah. Not only spiritual, also physical.
Amen.
I alone know the plan I have for you. Get the clock in there. Jeremiah Villa. Jeremiah Villa. Rosa Bulgari, what did you think of? Quay Oko Sakila, Nanugu, Nanum, Mepolitikum, Nanumani Lava. Nanumani Fumagara. Nanumani Lava.
Hallelujah.
Nanumani Lava. Tarongi Commander. Nanumani Lava is Nanumatunakalu. What God think about you?
Hallelujah.
I alone know the thought I have for you. And my thought and plan for you to prosper. Sinai set up apa seba. Sinai wombale don rani.
Hallelujah.
You cannot put together the word of God with you. Now, today, you need to change the thinking. You tell yourself, I'm a child of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
I believe in this God who walks on the water.
Hallelujah.
This God multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. This God changed water into wine. You need a factory to develop something, some substance. The things that take years to manufacture, the good wine. How can that be happen? I alone know the plan I have for you.
Hallelujah.
Everybody sitting here and everybody watching on television or on Facebook, we are in the plan of God. That you are in the plans of God.
Amen.
He's in the plan of God.
Hallelujah.
Plan to what? Plan to prosper. Do not sing a pirita go and marijuana. God has a plan for you.
Hallelujah.
And he's not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind.
Amen.
Hey, come on, church. Can we believe this God and his word?
Hallelujah.
Amen. You grab every word of God not to fall on the floor. You want to take every word of God into your system. I want that word of God to become life in my life. Because the Bible says man does not live on bread alone. Man does not live on physical things. Man does not live on cars and house. Man does not live on silver and gold. Man lives on every word that proceeds from God's mouth. That's the devil thinking and his plan. Physical thing. Man does not live on bread alone. Get a lolo tiko na bibu, bukilulu, e swarambada kina, senga, e buka kina nambada, e lako tani na biya modi, ngay loko budesa, e katu katu kumam Italia. Bulatang laba, man does not live on bread alone, but every word that proceedeth from God's mouth.
Amen.
When we take the word of God and take it seriously, when we take the word of God and becomes our life.
Amen.
Amen. Ha? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Au sini tukuna ngwa ni zana zakazaka. No. Na kau tukuna tiko. Niko kompe ataka na zakazaka. Wata kena zakazaka. Kena lomo nimbai nikalu. Era usandu indu isara. Amen. Wakati tukuna mango saoti. Loko mwekupita. And then he came and asked Jesus. Jesus, Lord. Rabbi, Master. Please. Just have a moment. Yes, Peter. What do you want? We have left everything.
Amen.
We want to come and follow you. Is there anything there for us?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, not taro to be na tama tolutu.
Yeah.
Na rongo na tukuni aloni eroni nikuwa. Lisa became a source of blessing to their family.
Amen.
Aroni lebuli, aroni lako na university. Elama indu na return elako kina lutubale. Kako chizumi pita, pita. Chega nindu na tamata, imbita na tamana, na tinana, no nambula, na wekana, lako mai mamuriau. Gai chega ni anrau nambulongo.
Amen.
Saya anrau nambulongo, ia mai muri, koi na isaundina, na isaundina nambula taumudu, ia na anrau mandanga nambulongo. He's not talking about money, he's not talking about a package, he's talking about wherever you turn to, God will fill you up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Kitu santa mbena nwa waka bitu kani, waka bitu lubeni. Sala kwa maina lobsa kitu kenia. Kira uza kata katuna epasivik. Sa ubinaka. Sanga mga ndoni kana lobsa baya. Sanga ni lutu maina malangi. Hallelujah. Hemeni. Abolika. Eo ndo na tamatando abolika. Nyo wanyanyano. Abolika, tuika. Viva karuwai, visi katambu. My low toka, lakotiko, lakotiko, lako my suba, lakotiko inoko noko bridge. Nikuwa sega, sasini tangira ona ike lako mai. Na zaka zaka, kau zaka zaka kina ule bolika, o zaka na bolika. Ia na zaka zaka umai zakabu wana kalo, na ike lako ngayani. Sa lako ngamai, lako saratiko. Lako mai ndona vesa ike pakitamera, tunorandini, mekau kina president din loto esele. Oke kita lah satu kita telefoni. Aku salo lama tu yang ini ni umur ini sih. Ira tahu tak kalau wena. Nampakkan dia tak kita nunggu lama. Enam lembu ni lama. Kamu ni siapa kerana kita ketiko. Enam soko soko lo tu ibit ni kuah. Enam apa kata saya? Enam orang ni kalau aku enam bos ni kalau. Kalau udah kata minaka. Asyik kat tukar lebih suka soko lo tu. Siapa? Siapa ni dua lama enam platform gua kuah. Hallelujah. Because we trust in the word. Mai, lakoto lako mai. Mai, ni mai magaita mi na television. Ni kauta mai nomu ni klims mai kamuraki. Because we know that life is in the word.
Amen.
No longer trust in what we have. Amen. Iku barungu tiku, wakai pangang alu wakalilai. Usaposu mandang laki na palalala. See, we don't trust the word of God. We experience artu le kreatiko ni tal gas osea tal gas tuibanga kui vera host kira na tamata lumuti ni kalo na bisu su koloto the confession of their mouth what they saw that is happening roba kala ba not because we are righteous not because we are 100% no it because of him and him alone ni kera usa testa kana nona bosa ni kor testa kana bosa ni kalo tu la kana fiba takiko ni kalo.
Hallelujah.
Because you believe in his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Na ba kabi kana moltambu. Hebrews 11:6. Ni shaka na baka mauta sanre re sarna. Baby nakati. Tukuna mali kana baka Britania ruotolu.
Faith pleases God.
Faith pleases God. You want to please God? Faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of the things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Kego bina kata mo baga maru taka na kalau. You go operate in faith.
Hallelujah.
We walk into this television with no money. But we have faith. And because of that faith, God make it happen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Karo do wando taka birtu na ngone. Rega na kando za kabando ndo sangu matu na kabana. Za kala ka nikalo. Kem do wuli the university. Kem do wuli to university ndo li kala kem do simuli aro ndo mutka. Za very thing why we want to go and have a job, to have money. Why to have money? To buy the food. But if God can supply the food, then you don't need money. You need your connection with God. That's why the condition in Matthew 6:33, don't worry, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't worry about the clothes, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't worry about the food on the table, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, because all these things shall be added to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have so much to share, and we are sharing from practical. We are not explaining in theoretical term.
For those of you that are tuning in today, on what Ngasile is sharing with us today, it's the entitlement of every believer. Every believer. When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's yours. And no more. But for those of you that are here and also tuning in, like what we always say, teaching, for the previous few Sundays, on the condition that you need to create. And you need to build a runway in the physical sense. But ready for God to even look your way, for God to answer your prayer, and for God to supply to your need. So if you're watching and logging in today, or for those of you that are here, no sorry, we would like to encourage you today. You need to check your condition. How far have you gone? Some little changes that you have done in your life. Look, na rate, na volume, na kena totolo, amen. The quicker you create, the faster you develop that condition, God is at your doorstep to meet you. His provision is up here. His blessings are already here. They're here. But you need to create a condition to bring that down to your level. You need to do that. And as you know, you can see the tongue, you need to tweak all those things out. You need to roll out those certain things that you need to live today. We will not tell you, we will guide you, but the Holy Spirit will help you. Amen. I'm smoking. I love my smoke. I can't leave my smoke. Oh, I love my booze. I love my green. I love my hot stuff. I can't leave it. What conditions for you to leave it? We will not tell you how to leave it. God is going to do it for you. Resist. Or you come back here, come back computer, because God and the people that come to go. Is somebody told Hallelujah. We can start with some. We can come some. It's so you can go. Hallelujah. You need to create the condition. It doesn't. Amen. When you come and have your Holy Communion, you're coming in because out of your desire, you are resisting the things that is out of there. And you need, you know, you are telling God, I need to go this way. You need to give me the strength. And so we can, we are halfway, some of us 75%. So we can bring 1% to live out for you to gain. Amen. Like what we said, the volume, the speed, you know, whatever that comes your way from God, we can pray, we can guide, we can teach, we can preach. But the onus is on you as an individual. Oiko ko kona kadiba. So na mataka ni ko iko mo zaka bendo nendingi dingi. Na no, we are was a very significant day. And we went with Ngasile yesterday. He actually preached. I for one, we came in the bakarongo to make a mendikwa na avusa na mat watu lingilingi and koro o waitambu and tikina o la kemba mene sana lao o yao ngwane ni waitambu o wasia chika na noa na lotu ni waitambu day na noa donango nombala wa usi ni binakata mokile waitambu. I never want to acknowledge waitambu in my life. Au nakatuga wadi wadi mbetana koro ni tinangu. We went through certain things in our life when my father died. I didn't hate Waitambu. I didn't have any offended feeling. I just don't want to have anything to do with that. So ke baka ke mani baka rongo tu kumani kuwa au nduri ni kuwa na dango richeli nuku tuitu mbao then au binakata makeri viva soti vike enda mai waitambo bala tau baka mbao ta no nongula kuna sangu no was nothing to do with the waitambo day. It was all to do with me. It was me. And that is one of my condition that I needed to fulfill with God. Yes, I was getting blessed. Yeah, God was listening to my prayer. He's so close to my heart. But God saw that there is still one element that I need to fix in my life.
Hallelujah.
And I believe after that day yesterday, I felt so good. Like what I said, Osengani Vatira, Semo Maidun Ruvira, when I was only 13 years old, I'm relating my story because it can be yours. You're sitting here today, you might have you know, gone through the same experience as I did. After 41 years, then I stood yesterday to acknowledge my father's village. Okay, because you had nothing to do with whatever happened to my family. I've always shared it in the church, and God allowed that day for me yesterday. When my father died, like what I always share, always relate the story, we had a shop, we had a 7-acre piece of land, we had everything. I would say, looking back at that point in time in those years, life was good. I didn't know who my father's relatives. I only know one, and he owned a Tutumbo taxi living in Lami. Oh, no, thank you. That's the only family I know very closely. And my dad had one of his brother at my uncle's city that he allowed to stay in our land. So our land had all my father's relatives. The only thing that we know as the children, they guide us through the family tree. So we know all their names. I know all the names of my father's brothers and two sisters. I know all the side of my mother. But my mom, out of her family, was taken to another family. We all know them by names, but we haven't seen them. Some of them, I haven't seen them today. And when my father died, the day that he died, after he was buried, my father's family, they took everything we had. They took our shop. They shared all our animals. Up to the point in time that one night we were running away with my mother. My mother's leg is impaired, and she has a diabetes. I had one brother and one sister. They were working at the bank, and they have moved on to have their life. I was the only one with my mom. My mom was very close to me. So all those things we went through, my father's relatives used to come and stay around the homes in our land. They never come home. 41 years ago, during the long, I came here with Tambo. What's the work I'm doing? I'm back in South. Now, what do you know? I'm going to go to the Tambo. I'm going to And I used to see and hear my mom. My mom wasn't working. The very thing for us to live on was taken. We grew up. We struggled. I erased it when I was 13 years old, and I erased it completely from my mind. And I erased that name and that village from my heart. Na buno kete lako kene na taringa na katunga mani wadi wadi, wadi ana koroni tinango. Tamango kete tinango ruru mai lakemba. Na tinango mai wadi wadi na tamango mai waitambo. Ona katunga ngwani wadi wadi. Me adaba mai dona singa ngengiri munga sulebe ngi kakwa biao. And don't turn Ravitman or Chungwe, Valvola, I could remember the Ravaka, Rolok, maybe Kakor Lok, my way Tambakasang Kakalina Kamiri, the Rav, Akokiriko, Guriri, the Rong, I was singing in the Vilakai. No, Rolokain in the Vitaman Goroli Kira,
me kirona ko ene na waitambu de ko ya ala na no ada me no e usenga ni gal ala le longo mala. I decided that time that I'm not going to go, but God allowed yesterday for me to go. Oh, you were saying to God, because you might have something in your heart that you need to let go. You need to let go. Yes, you have every right to hold on, but with God, you need to let go. I'm doing a no get a bit of a communico, saying, Sarah, and you will a communico. But the Vaka Sabu can do a number, Joseph, 53, 54. Ago. When I was only 13, when my father died, Waitambu died with that. But today, 41 years later, I'm standing in your front and standing before you to ask for your forgiveness. Nakaya dona no viao, not so much nakakirali was here. Nothing to do with us. It was all to do with me. I need to do that, and I need to ask for forgiveness. So we came down now. We saw what lingi lingi. I'll catch you here and there. No matter what you go to, no matter lingi lingi do. And don't do the kind of man that you are. Raga taka na tamango. I'm gonna make you like no no. And I have any no no abus. Na neto sa na yada na matu lingi lingi. Na yada ndo kadiri miki na nasoli miki tola kuki na balona tida kina matu lingi lingi. Na kaka ni dubai na na tamango dubai na tu na matu lingi lingi. And I used to wonder na dubai na matu lingi lingi. Yesterday, sitting there yesterday, I'm gonna remember. And I have any Musa ni tamango. So your story may be the same as mine. Yesterday was a deliverance day for me. Like what I said, I was saying that year, I just don't have anything to do with them. Or to no go with money, or to no mandu what the cow. Give a kaket on a lakwa and indoor lakwa, me lulu, me kakwa, my way tam. Or to no give out and a lulu, no sabuki, a buki, wakando lakwa. I was saying that year, I was some besana. I don't want to hear it. Because I saw what it did to my mom. And I know the pain it took. All my brothers and sisters have gone. I lived with my mom. I stayed with my mom. And that hurt lasted. So yesterday was a good day for me. You may relate to my story. That is my story. Because today when you come up to every Holy Communion, there may be elements in your life that you need to let go. There may be certain things in your life that you thought it was okay, but it's not okay in the eyes of God. Oh, I can't rest. Whoever brings it, more than me, I haven't done no me. But can't take it. But not. Kito singa nindo kani vale, but not kana ikababe. Kiba kake to kania. Onga sile muga na kania na kania ngavale le na mama. If not, I me ko indo no me. No maroti kiki ne. But take it. That's the way that I look at things. So yesterday was one of those days. So God did yesterday for me. It was for me. So I want to encourage you today. You may have every right to feel the way you feel. You can already read it. Okay, now what thing will I say to you? I have every right to hate. I have every right not to like the person that they have an extramarital affair with. And do not care. You have every right. But today, let go to benefit the conditions of God. Hallelujah. It's between you and your God. Maybe you're starting a small business. This is the moment. Come and commit to God your business. Maybe you're thinking of doing something. This is the moment. Come up and receive that God is going to do it for you. So now we're
Sabi mbuli eni weekend turangir marama dorbo kinu ganilewa. Ena bunu olibu go New Zealandi. Na bosa nikalu enda sarungwada.
na numa tukanga tu wakaro tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingara binonda mula ena siyo bina gani kuwa gengiri ngiri nga eni ena namba sa tukuni oti tukongore dhake wakalunga teki kandena turanga ena siyo bina gani kuwa emeni.